Harper Children's Audio presents The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, written by Barbara Robinson, performed by Elaine Stritch. Copyright 1972 by Barbara Robinson. Production copyright 1991, HarperCollins Publishers.
The Herdmans were absolutely the worst kids in the history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls, and talked dirty and hit little kids and cussed their teachers and took the name of the Lord in vain and set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken-down tool house. The tool house burned right down to the ground, and I think that surprised the Herdmans. They set fire to things all the time, but that was the first time they managed to burn down a whole building. I guess it was an accident. I don't suppose they woke up that morning and said to one another, "Let's go burn down Fred Shoemaker's tool house." But maybe they did. After all, it was a Saturday and not much going on. It was a terrific fire. 2 engines and 2 police cars and all the volunteer firemen and 5 dozen donuts sent up from the tasty lunch diner. The donuts were supposed to be for the firemen, but by the time they got the fire out, the donuts were all gone. The Herdmans got them. What they couldn't eat, they stuffed in their pockets and down the front of their shirts. You could actually see the donuts all around Ollie Herdman's middle. I couldn't understand why the Herdmans were hanging around the scene of their crime. Everybody knew the whole thing was their fault, and you'd think they'd have the brains to get out of sight. One fireman even collared Claude Herdman and said, "Did you kids start this fire smoking cigars in that tool house?" But Claude just said, "We weren't smoking cigars." And they weren't. They were playing with Leroy Herdman's young Einstein chemistry set, which he stole from the hardware store, and that was how they started the fire. Leroy said so. "We mixed all the little powders together," he said, "and poured lighter fluid around on them and set fire to the lighter fluid. We wanted to see if the chemistry set was any good." Any other kid, even a mean kid, would have been a little bit worried if he stole $4.95 worth of something and then burned down a building with it. But Leroy was just mad because the chemistry set got burned up along with everything else before he had a chance to make 1 or 2 bombs. The fire chief got us all together. There were 15 or 20 kids standing around watching the fire, and gave us a little talk about playing with matches and gasoline and dangerous things like that. "I don't say that's what happened here," he told us. "I don't know what happened here, but that could have been it, and you see the result. So let this be a good lesson to you, boys and girls." Of course, it was a great lesson to the Herdmans. They learned that wherever there's a fire, there will be free donuts sooner or later. I guess things would have been different if they'd burned down, say, the Second Presbyterian Church instead of the tool house, but the tool house was about to fall down anyway. All the neighbors had pestered Mr. Shoemaker to do something about it because it looked so awful and was sure to bring rats. So everybody said the fire was a blessing in disguise, and even Mr. Shoemaker said it was a relief. My father said it was the only good thing the Herdmans ever did. And if they'd known it was a good thing, they wouldn't have done it at all. They would have set fire to something else. Or somebody. They were just so all around awful, you could hardly believe they were real. Ralph, Imogene, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, and Gladys. 6 skinny, stringy-haired kids, all alike except for being different sizes and having different black and blue places where they had clunked each other. They lived over a garage at the bottom of Spruill Hill. Nobody used the garage anymore, but the Herdmans used to bang the door up and down just as fast as they could and try to squash one another. That was their idea of a game. Where other people had grass in their front yard, the Herdmans had rocks. And where other people had hydrangea bushes, the Herdmans had poison ivy. There was also a sign in the yard that said, "Beware of the cat." New kids always laughed about that till they got a look at the cat. It was the meanest-looking animal I ever saw. It had 1 short leg and a broken tail and 1 missing eye. And the mailman wouldn't deliver anything to the Herdmans because of it. I don't think it's a regular cat at all, the mailman told my father. I think those kids went up in the hills and caught themselves a bobcat. Oh, I don't think you can tame a wild bobcat, my father said. I'm sure you can't, said the mailman. They'd never try to tame it. They'd just try to make it wilder than it was to begin with. If that was their plan, it worked. The cat would attack anything it could see out of his one eye. One day, Claude Herdman emptied the whole first grade in 3 minutes flat when he took the cat to show and tell.